fellas, welcome back to A 小军的美剧笔记。Now, the piece of dialogue I'm going to share with you today happened between Lynette and her husband, Tom. So, we're going to hear about the confession of a real desperate housewife who is almost driven mad by her 4 children and loads of housework. Are you ready? Here we go.
Get the juice boxes and the carrot sticks.
Sunscreen.
Got it. Go pick up the boys. We hit the park. That should give you a good couple of hours. Enjoy the vacation. What?
While you're gone, I'll be here paying bills and sorting laundry and cooking dinner. So what part of that sounds like a vacation?
Okay, right. You know what? We'll pick up dinner, and you just take a hot bath, relax, recharge. Okay, I get it. It's going to take more than a hot bath to recharge. But don't forget, I'm here all week.
Then what?
Then we go back to normal?
Tom, our last version of normal had me popping pills. Normal is a bad, bad plan.
Okay, so we'll put our heads together and we'll come up with a solution.
I think we need to hire a nanny full-time.
God, it's just such a big commitment.
I know, and I know we can't afford it, and I know everything that's happened is my fault. But if I don't get some help, there's an excellent chance I will lose my mind.
Okay, well, then we have to make it work.
Okay, I don't know whether you noticed or not, but there are tons of useful day-to-day expressions in this piece of dialogue. So let's listen to it one more time, and we're going to stop at every new words and phrases. Ready? Here we go.
I packed the diapers, I'm getting the juice boxes, and the carrot sticks.
Sunscreen.
Got it.
So here when Tom was talking to Lynette, he was also holding the youngest baby in his arms and also packing a bag. So what did he say? He said, I packed the diapers, I'm getting the juice boxes and the carrot sticks. 所以正在收拾东西的 Tom 就在一边收拾一边讲出来他都已经把哪些东西打包好了。首先 diapers, 出门、带着宝宝出门必备的东西。那他用到的动词是 pack,P-A-C-K, pack, 这个词就表示收拾。比如说我明天一大早就要出发，所以最好今天晚上就把行李收拾好哦。 We are leaving very early tomorrow morning, so you'd better pack tonight. Pack tonight, 今晚就收拾好。 I haven't packed my clothes yet, 我还没有收拾好衣服呢。注意哦，我们平时背的那个背包，双肩背包的英文就是 backpack。Back 是背的意思，那后面的那个 pack 就是打包收拾这个动词 backpack, 所以就是背包的意思。那除了尿不湿之外，还带了果汁和 carrot sticks, 就是那种水果胡萝卜、小朋友婴幼儿很喜欢吃的，拿来当做磨牙的，还有 sunscreen, 带了防晒霜。
Go pick up the boys, we hit the park. That should give you a good couple of hours.Enjoy the vacation.
接下来他说了什么？ I will go pick up the boys. We will hit the park. 不要看这个句子很短，但是里面的知识点其实很丰富。首先 I'll go pick up the boys. 这里的有一个短语 pick up 是美语里面经常出现的动词短语，然后它有很多不同的用法，根据不同的情境。在这个句子里面 I will go pick up the boys很明显是要去接、另外的两个宝贝儿，另外两个大一点的哥哥，所以 pick up somebody 可以表示接某人，而且通常指的是用交通工具去接某人，就是我不是步行去接，我一定是开着车去接你。比如说、我会在电影院来接你，到时候你就在前门那个地方等我。 I will pick you up at the cinema, just meet me at the front entrance.好，所以 pick up somebody 表示接某人，或者是用交通工具 去接一样东西，也可以用 pick up。 pick something or somebody up. 那 pick up 还有一些其他的用法，这里也一并给大家总结了最常用的，那就是 pick up something 可以表示拿取一个东西，比如说我待会儿会到你家去拿我的书，你到时候会在家吗？ I'm gonna pick up my books at your place. Are you gonna be home? 所以 pick something up 表示拿一样东西，取一样东西。但是这个短语同时也可以表示买东西，比如说你能不能够在回家路上买一点牛奶？ Can you pick up some milk on your way home?所以拿东西、买东西都可以用 pick up。 在这段对话的后面一部分就会出现 pick up 的这样的用法，我们待会儿会注意听一听。那除此之外还包括接电话也可以用 pick up， pick up the phone， 比如说你的电话在响哦，你要不要接一下？ Someone is calling you. Are you gonna pick up? Are you gonna pick up? 要不要接一下？那除此之外 pick up somebody 除了表示接某人，还可以表示泡某人，那通常后面都接的是女孩子， pick up girls， 所以用中文的翻译比较接地气的就是把妹，所以把妹就是 pick up girls， 所以有一些把妹达人在英文里面也被叫做 pick up artist， pick up artist 非常擅长去把妹的人。当然大家要注意，这个其实不是夸人的，是它是含有贬义的，表示这个人他是个花花公子，或者说他就是逢场作戏而已，不会付出真心的 pick up artist。 好，回到我们的这个对话本身，当 Tom 说 I will go pick up the boys, we will hit the park。 好，后半句 we will hit the park， park 公园，那注意前面的动词是 hit， H-I-T， 这也是一个美语里面的高频词汇，它同样也是根据不同的情境有非常多的用法。那这个地方的用法就是表示 to arrive at a place or position， 到达某一个地点。所以 hit the park 就是 go to the park， 我们要去到公园里面。那同样的比如说let's hit the stage， 就是我们该上舞台了， hit the stage， 该上舞台去表演了。又或者是再往前走五分钟我们就会抵达大路了，就这个大的公路了，不再是小路口了。 So let's keep walking for 5 more minutes, we should hit the main road. Hit the main road， 抵达大路口。好，刚才讲到了 pick up 这样的一个动词短语以及 hit 这样动词的用法，接下来要讲一个形容词是大家非常熟悉的，那就是 good。 good表示好的意思，但是在刚才的这个句子里面，我们听到 Tom 说 That should give you a good couple of hours, so enjoy the vacation. 我来把孩子们带出门去玩，这样你就可以休息几个小时了。那在这个句子里面 good 的用法是什么呢？ A good couple of hours 为什么要加一个 good 在这里？因为 good 这个词它有的时候可以用来表示数量上相当多的，相当大的。 So this adjective can be used to emphasize the large number or large amount or big level of something. 比如说举一个美剧或者是美国电影里面你经常会听到的There is a good chance， 就是说这个事情有很大的可能性。A good chance 相当于 a big chance， 强调的是数量上程度上相当大。 So there is a good chance the operation will be successful， 意思就是手术成功的可能性是很大的。又或者是我们今天走了好长一段路哦，这个好长一段路也是强调数量上的多，对吧？ So you could say we have walked a good distance todayA good distance 相当于 a long distance， 很远的一段距离。再比如说想哭就哭吧，痛痛快快的哭一场之后就会感觉好很多。这个痛痛快快哭一场其实也是在强调程度很大，流很多的眼泪。 So you can say have a good cry and you will feel much better after. Have a good cry, 痛痛快快的哭一场。所以下次记住了 good 这个形容词可以形容数量上、程度上相当大、相当多、相当的可观。好，我们继续往下听对话。
What? While you're gone, I'll be here paying bills and sorting laundry and cooking dinner. So what part of that sounds like a vacation?
Okay, right. You know what? We'll pick up dinner.You just take a hot bath, relax, recharge.
听到没有？这里再次出现了 pick up 这个短语。We will pick up dinner. 这里用到的是 pick up 的哪个意思呢？买，对不对？ We will pick up dinner 意思就是，那好，晚饭你也不用做了，我们到时候把晚饭从外面买回来吃。We will pick up dinner. 这样让你更多休息一点。You just take a hot bath, relax, recharge. 注意 recharge 这个单词，它可以表示给电池充电啊、recharge your battery， 给手机充电 ，recharge your phone， 也可以表示让一个人好好的休息之后重新恢复精力。比如说啊，我需要一个悠长的假期来养精蓄锐，重新恢复精力。I'm gonna need a very long vacation to recharge.
Okay, I get it. It's gonna take more than a hot bath to recharge. But don't forget, I'm here all week.
Then what?
Then we go back to normal?
Tom, our last version of normal had me popping pills. Normal is a bad, bad plan.
Okay, so we'll put our heads together and we'll come up with a solution.
我们听到 Lynette 说 our last version of normal had me popping pills. Pop pills 是一个其实是一个固定的表达方式，当然是比较 informal 的，是口语里面的，你不会在书面的一些很正式的杂志文章里面看到。它表示大量的服用药品，特别是指一些违法的药品，像之前 Lynette 就是吃了他自己孩子的那个 ADD medication， 而且是大量的，每天都在吃。 So pop pills means to take pills regularly, especially ones containing an illegal drug. 比如说长期以来既酗酒又嗑药，把他的健康终于毁掉了。So a decade of heavy drinking and popping pills finally ruined her health. 接下来我们听到 Tom 说 Okay, so we will put our heads together and we will come up with a solution. Put somebody's heads together 也是一个固定表达，表示大家一起出谋划策，集思广益。因为你想想看，把每个人的头都放到一块儿，其实很有画面感的，就是大家坐下来一起想办法。 Put our heads together， 其实每一次公司开会就是把大家都聚在一起，然后 put everyone's heads together， 对不对？那说到 come up with a solution， 找到一个解决办法， Lynette 主动提出了她的 solution。
I think we need to hire a nanny full time.
God, this is such a big commitment.
I know, and I know we can't afford it, and I know everything that's happened is my fault. But if I don't get some help, there's an excellent chance I will lose my mind.
Okay, well then we have to make it work.
Lynette 的理由是，假如说If I don't get some help, there is an excellent chance I will lose my mind. 注意这里的 excellent chance， 就像我们前面提到的 ，there is a good chance， 就是有很大的可能性我会发疯的。I will lose my mind. 然后前面还有一句，当 Lynette 提出她需要一个 full-time nanny， full-time 就是全职的，她的对应词是 part-time 兼职的，她需要一个全职的 full-time nanny。那 Tom 的第一反应是 It's a big commitment. Commitment 这个词在美剧里面非常常见，可能大家最熟悉的就是它出现在这个谈论 relationship 的时候啊，两个人的关系到达一定阶段开始要谈婚论嫁的时候，就会提到这个 commitment， 要承诺，要彼此承诺终身。但是 commitment 它其实有的时候还表示在其他方面的投入，不仅是感情上的，还包括经济上的、财力上的，或者说一个人的时间和精力上面的。所以这个地方 Tom 说请全职保姆是一个 big commitment， 他指的就是 是一笔很大的开支，对于家庭的这个财力上的要求来说，是一个非常大的 big commitment。那同样的，再举个例子，你也可以说，照顾孩子这件事情非常的花精力。这个花精力刚才提到了，也可以用 commitment。So children are such a commitment。养孩子啊，真的不容易啊，生下来就不能不管他了，你就必须要不断的去投入你的时间精力去照顾他、教育他。Children are such a commitment。这是为什么我们常说啊，年轻的时候又没有孩子，没有任何的负担，你就可以去尽情的去做你想做的事情。那你可以说 When you are young and healthy and you have no commitments, you can do whatever you want. 这里的 you have no commitments 就是你的生活当中、生命当中还没有那么多的羁绊，没有那么多你必须承诺要去做出照顾、付出你的时间精力去完成关系的事情。 You have no commitments, just do whatever you want. 好，我们最后再把这段对话完整的听一遍，这一次听的时候把刚才所讲解的这些知识点再梳理一下，看看你是否都记住了呢？
I packed the diapers, I'm getting the juice boxes and the carrot sticks.
Sunscreen.
Got it. Go pick up the boys, we hit the park. That should give you good.Couple of hours. Now, enjoy the vacation. What?
While you're gone, I'll be here paying bills and sorting laundry and cooking dinner. So what part of that sounds like a vacation?
Okay, right. You know what? We'll pick up dinner. And you just take a hot bath, relax, recharge. Okay.I get it. It's going to take more than a hot bath to recharge. But don't forget, I'm here all week.
Then what?
Then we go back to normal?
Tom, our last version of normal had me popping pills. Normal is a bad, bad plan.
Okay, so we'll put our heads together and we'll come up with a solution.
I think we need to hire a nanny full time.
God, it's such a big commitment.
I know, and I know we can't afford it, and I know everything that's happened is my fault. But if I don't get some help, there's an excellent chance I will lose my mind.
Okay, well then we have to make it work.
Alright fellas, that's all about today's show. Then the best way to learn and memorize those expressions we mentioned today is try your best to use them in your day-to-day conversations. What, no English-speaking environment? No worries! Join our English WeChat group and you will get to practice your English every day and everywhere. Trust me, there is good chance you are gonna love it!You've been listening to A 小军的美剧笔记. See you next time. Bye bye.